If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask you, and we're going to be jumping around a little bit today, and I probably won't give you time to turn pages, so maybe you can just kind of focus, but I want you to open up for this moment with me, if you would, to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, chapter 15. And we're going to read this 22nd verse of 1 Samuel chapter 15. Because, you know, as I walk with the Lord and as I hopefully get more mature in the faith, there's some things that I realize that perhaps I've never realized before. And as we deepen in our walk with Christ, it becomes important that we understand what God wants from us. And, you know, as we look at this particular verse of Scripture, we see that Samuel really had a handle on what God wanted from him. And, you know, the message hasn't changed. In fact, the message of God is plain, and it is the fact that we need to evaluate our lives or measure our lives by how we obey God, not by how much we know. You know, there's an awful lot of people that think they know an awful lot of stuff, and therefore they are spiritual, but they're not obeying. And that becomes a huge, huge issue. Obedience to God, that which is gladly given, that which is full, that which is humble, that kind of obedience is God's key to a successful, fruitful, vibrant Christian life. And that brings more joy to God than any amount of sacrifice that we can make, just by obeying Him. And so this morning, I want to speak to you on the subject of obedience is the key. Notice what this 22nd verse of chapter 15 of 1 Samuel says. And Samuel said, "Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." Let's pray. Our gracious Father, if we would be who you would want us to be, we have to have the mind of your Son, the heart and the passion of your Son, and the wisdom that can only come from you. And Lord, all of those things become ours through the simple act of obedience to you. Father, I would pray that every one of us would determine that we would obey you and not the voice of the world. That every one of us would yield ourselves in such total submission to you that the world would have no influence on us. And in fact, we instead would have influence on them. So, Father, please help us as we look at these very simple issues of the key of obedience and how that produces change. And Father, we'll give you thanks for what you do in all of this. For it's in your glorious name we pray. Amen. I want to share with you basically six keys in this issue of obedience. Obedience is one issue, but there are, this morning I want to share with you six impacts that will happen when we simply obey God. Whatever He wants us to do, whatever He wants us to be. And He has made that clear in His Word. And so we want to look at these six things and realize that God is not asking us to do anything that He's not willing to equip us to do. And so let's keep that thought in mind. All right? The very first thing is that obedience is the key to cleansing and holiness. Obedience is the key to cleansing and holiness. You see, there is no other way to maintain a holy life except to walk constantly in the light of God. To obey Him in whatever He has asked us to do. The book of 1 John, chapter 1, the 7th verse, kind of gives us that indication. I want you to listen to this. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light, in other words, if we will just simply keep our heart and our minds clean and faithful and obedient to God, then the blood of Christ does that continual cleansing that needs to take place in our lives so that we can live holy lives in this present world. And you see, God has called us to that. He has not called us to sloppy Christianity. He has called us to purity. He has called us to holiness. He has called us to complete submission. And in the process of that, then He works at this cleansing and renewing and filling us and refilling us with the essence of who He is. And obedience is the key. But when we determine, God, I'm going to do it my way, we dirty up the soul. And we dirty up the life. And we negatively impact the kingdom. Do you want to live a holy life as God commands us to? Book of 1 Peter says, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am a holy God. You see, that's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Holiness is the command of God. And holiness comes through submission to the will of God, as is presented in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the perfect and the acceptable will of God. You see, as that all comes about because of a willingness to submit ourselves totally and completely in obedience to the will of God. The will of God for the church is holiness. And we'd better get that straight. And we'd better get it right. Obedience is the key to cleansing and holiness. Number two, obedience is the key to communion and fellowship with God. It's the key. All right. Again, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says this, but if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with Him. All right? We have constant communion, constant interaction. He is available at every moment for our every need, and we are submissive in every moment to His will and to His direction if we walk in the light. But the second that we determine that we don't have to follow the light of Christ, our life becomes a mess. And obedience is the key to that communion and fellowship with God. Disobedience to God quickly destroys fellowship. Many people experience a feeling of worship as they sing choruses or as they sing hymns. They feel a sense of worship, and yet they continue to walk in known disobedience to God. You see, all such feeling and experience then is deception rather than worship. Because we can only truly worship God when our heart is pure before Him. Otherwise, we deceive ourselves. And when we deceive ourselves, we just go from experience to experience to experience, but we don't do the will of God. If we are to be who God wants us to be, we must be obedient. To claim that we have fellowship with God while we are deliberately disobeying Him is to walk in darkness. To claim fellowship with God while we're walking in darkness is to lie. We'd better be truthful. If there is known sin in your life, it must be dealt with ruthlessly, and it must be dealt with swiftly, so that your life can reflect the glory of the light of Jesus Christ in you. Number three, obedience is the key to spiritual understanding. Obedience is the key to spiritual understanding. You see, we must choose to do God's will if we would know Him more intimately. It amazes me that somehow people think that God is going to come down and He's going to pick you up by the shoulders and say, look, I don't want you here, I want you over here. You stay here, you do what you're supposed to do here, and that type of thing. God doesn't do that. But you know what? He places before us His will, and that is for righteousness. His will is for a deep faith and an abiding relationship in Jesus Christ. His will is for our fellowship with Him and with the body of Christ. His will is that we reach out to impact this world for Jesus Christ. Those things are given. Those things we know that we are supposed to do. And the only way that that's going to be accomplished is if we determine we're going to obey Him no matter what the world says. The world wants you to compromise your faith in Christ. And that's what we're seeing. You know, I get a little disgusted with this kind of thing. Mayor Bloomberg's not one of my favorite people today. I don't know how many of you are aware of Mayor Bloomberg. He's the mayor of New York City, who made a declaration this past week, clergy are not welcome to the dedication of the whole 9/11 towers. However, he turned right around and said, you know what? This mosque 600 feet away, this monument to an Islamic victory, That's their right. They should be able to do that. Clergy, don't you show up at our dedication thing. I'll tell you, if New York City gets hammered today, I believe it rests on the shoulders of Mayor Bloomberg. Because you cannot thumb your nose at God. And you see, there is so many ways that the world is saying, church, be silent. Church, be quiet. Church, shut up. Church, we don't want you influencing our children. Church, we don't want you preaching on our street corners. You have your little religion and you keep it at home. When Jesus has said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go everywhere. Go into the highways, go into the byways, go absolutely everywhere that mankind is and preach the gospel. Now, who should I listen to? Man, who says be quiet. God, who says be witnesses. I'd best obey God. And the church had better do that too. We'd better be faithful to what God declares and keep things going His way, or we'll never really have spiritual understanding. We'll never really be able to have the mind of Christ, which we are commanded to have. Let the same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We are commanded to have the mind of Christ, but we will never have the mind of Christ. Our spiritual understanding will never be what God intended it to be if we're continuing to live a life of disobedience to God. Young people, that's important for you in this world. You're going to have voices from everywhere telling you, if you're a Christian, you're nuts. But God is going to be saying, I will honor you, I will bless you, I will give you life, and I will give you life everlasting if you obey me, and I'll help you to understand what I have in store for you. Obey God. It's the key to having spiritual understanding. Number four, obedience is the key to confidence in prayer. Listen to 1 John chapter 3, verse 21. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask because we obey His command and do what pleases Him. We have confidence because we obey. If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence because we obey. You see, God is so faithful that when we begin to step outside of the will of God and outside of what He wants to do in us, the Holy Spirit begins to speak to our heart and we know this isn't right. And if we continue in that direction away from what God wants, we lose our confidence. Do you know why? Because down deep inside we understand what David said. If I regard sin in my heart, God will not hear me. Therefore, we have no confidence in prayer. But when our heart is truly transparent before God and we're walking in all of the light, that God has given us and we're walking with Jesus, we have confidence and we know that He hears us when we pray. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you're hiding sin in here, God doesn't hear you when you pray. He turns a deaf ear. If I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me. If your prayer life is not seeing great results, check your heart. Make certain you're obeying God in everything in your life. And if you're not, take care of the issue, whatever it might be. Give it over to Him. Keep yourself fresh and up to date. You see, obedience is the key to confidence in our prayer. Number 5, obedience is the key to blessing. How many here don't want God to bless them? I'll let you raise your hands. How many here do not want God to bless them? We all do, don't we? We want the blessing of God in our life. Well then, folks, if we want to be blessed in our soul and blessed in all we do, then we need to live in daily, glad obedience to God. We need to seek and walk in God's light. And James speaks about that, about the one who lives in God's word and walks in God's light, when he says in James 1:25, he will be blessed in what he does. He will be blessed in what he does. If you walk in the light of Christ. If you're not going to walk in obedience to Him, don't expect that God's going to bail you out of the messes that you get in life. But you know what? If you walk in obedience to Christ, the messes won't be near as insurmountable. Because God will be faithful to you. You see, God pours out His blessings on those who are eager and active in this subject of obedience. Those who welcome new light, those who welcome new guidance, those who look for new opportunities to bring glory to God, bring blessing to their own lives. And when you see Christians standing up and saying, oh, woe is me, I have it so tough, it's because their relationship with God has something in the middle of it that's not right. Because God wants to bless His children, just like you want to bless yours. So if you're whining about how rough your life is, you better check. Because obedience is the key to God's blessing. Number 6. Obedience is the key to the kingdom's advancement. Obedience is the key to the kingdom's advancement. You see, folks, we have given you 5 of these keys that deal with personal things. Now we want to expand a little bit and look at what the church is called to do. The church is called to be a church of power. The church is called to be a church of authority. The church is called to be a witness to Christ in such a way that it can grow and that it can, and people can be saved and lives can be changed and God can be glorified. And so in one sense, God's kingdom advances on the feet and on the knees and on the words and on the prayers of all the obedient children of God. And when the children of God are obedient to Him, great things take place. But when you get wayward, independent thinking people, the church is damaged. Sometimes that damage brings shame on the name of Christ. And it hinders the growth of the kingdom. But when the church is obedient to God, the kingdom grows. A Christian wrote this little poem. It says, God has no hands but our hands to do His work today. He has no feet but our feet to lead men in the way. He has no tongue but our tongue to tell men how He died. He has no help but our help to lead them to His side. How important is it that the children of God live in obedience? It's vital. Let's stand. I'm going to ask you at this time if you would please take your hymnals and open up to number 349, Trust and Obey. 349. If you're here today and you'd have to say, you know, I really don't have the blessing of God in my life. I'm not seeing the great things happen with me that I know God wants to bless me with. Then it's time to do a little heart inspection. Be willing to trust Him, to obey Him, to follow Him, and then watch how the blessings fall. So we're going to sing this, and if God is speaking to you about an area of your life, now would be the perfect time to take care of it. Trust Him and obey Him, and you'll be happy in Jesus Christ. We're going to sing just verses 1, 3, and 5. And if God is speaking to you, we invite you to come to this altar today.